Today's Daf Masechet Shkalim Daf Yud, the first Mishnah in the fourth Perek, lists the communal offerings that were purchased from the public funds collected through the Machatzis Shekel. We've learned and noted that the Korban Tamid, the daily sacrifice of morning and afternoon, Korban Tamid, the Korbanos Tamid, and the Korban Musaf, that were brought at various times of the year, and on Shabbos as well, and accompanying the libations, the Nesachim, these were all coming from the funds of the Machatzis Shekel, all public funds used for communal offerings. Now we have in the Mishnah listed the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. So the Korban Omer, first of this, was brought in the Beis Hamikdash, brought temple times on the 16th of Nisan, Tetzayin Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and constituted a special stalk of barley that was cut from a very close place to Yerushalayim, they seeked out this special stalk. Although the Torah doesn't mention barley specifically, we know this from the Medrash and the Gemara Menachos, the Samaches and Beis, where they learn from various places how they got to the grain of barley for this korban. Our Gemara here adds a requirement. Chutz mina omer shtei alechem she'in bain ele mina chadash u'mina aretz. This is really a quote from a Mishnah Menachos Pei Gimel, and what it's telling us is that the omer and the shtei alechem have to come. These offerings, the grains that make up these korbanos, have to come from Eretz Yisrael. They can't come from Chutz Lartz. The Gemara adds that one of the special kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, one of the special sanctified concepts of Eretz Yisrael, is that the Korban HaOmer is brought from her land. Following this, there was an emotional and beautiful ceremony called the Hanafas HaOmer. We know from the Makas Barad in Yetzias Mitzrayim that the barley survived because its spring season had not yet arrived. And if you think about the fixing of the Jewish calendar, it's connected to this barley harvest happening specifically on Pesach. If it would be too early, what would happen was this was often the leadership would the Beis Din and so on would add an extra month of Adar, an Ibur Shana, a leap year of sorts, to push Pesach off, enabling it to be celebrated in the spring. So you see how central Korban HaOmer is to the Jewish experience and Jewish calendar. Let's try to better understand special connection between Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and the Korban HaOmer, why it has to come specifically from the land. And the key comes with the second half of the equation that our Mishnah brings, that being the Shtei Alechem, these two loaves, which was a korban made from wheat brought on Shavuos, also listed in our Gemara, that the ingredients must be grown in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rishonim, such as the Ramban and the Chinuch and others, emphasize the spiritual connection and journey from Pesach to Shavuos. The Ramban, for example, speaks about 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. It's like a Chol HaMoed. Shavuos is sort of like the end of the Yom Tov, Pesach is the beginning, and the Chinuch has another idea. It's really all about this journey, which is focusing really on the spiritual side. It's 49 days all about the Omer, going from the barley to the wheat harvest. That's what the Torah focuses on. The Torah doesn't focus on the spiritual side, it focuses on the agricultural side. Both of these, of course, are the two grains that are unique to the Sheva Minim, the seven species that Eretz Yisrael offers agriculturally. Perhaps this is a reason why the mitzvah specifically in Eretz Yisrael and focuses on the physical, the chomari aspect, that in Eretz Yisrael there's a spiritual element to agriculture and working the land. In fact, the Korban HaOmer was the first mitzvah commanded to us, Ki Tavol HaAretz, that we performed with the land of Israel. We entered with Yoshua on the 10th of Nisan, all those thousands of years back, celebrated the first Pesach and then elevated our first week in Eretz Yisrael by using the land for a holy purpose, being Mekadesh L'Chomer. The Medrash of Vayikra Rabba says, La'olam al-ti'i mitzvah so'omer kalabeinecha. You shouldn't see the mitzvah of the Omer as light in your eyes. Shei mitzvah so'omer, zacha Avram Avinu li'ar shetar. It was through the mitzvah of the Omer, that's what gave Avram Avinu the schus, the merit to have an heritage of the land of Israel. So the Pasuk says, Hashem's going to give him the land as long as his brisi shamor. What's his brisi shamor? What's the bris? Zu mitzvah sa'omer, says the Medrash. This is the mitzvah of the Korban HaOmer. Finally, the Gemara and Megillah teaches that when Haman went to dress Mordechai in the royal clothes of the king, it was Tezai Nisan and 16 Nisan. What was Mordechai busy doing? He was giving shir to young students on the Inyani Dioma of Korban HaOmer with the threat of annihilation over his head. Mordechai had his head connected to the Beis HaMikdash and to Eretz Yisrael. Through the Holy Land, we were able to elevate everything.